And so how can the girls keep from goofing? Because, like it or not, an awful lot of this does fall to the gal. And what can you do? Understand the guy, appreciate his drive, but use your old brain power so that you can become a great conversationalist and meet him on his line. As fast as he dishes it out, learn to meet him and become a person who can know that there are times in life when it's tense and that you need to plan to overcome these. And we're not saying it's easy, but we're saying you've got the brain power to do it. And it's far more fascinating if you can plan interesting times to do rather than always think about parking. And life later on is going to be the same, you know. If you've never learned to think of the great things you can do together and where you're going to go and how to use your time together, and particularly the woman to learn that in a tense situation to come off with something that is humorous or gives a little lightness to both of them. If you can develop this in your courtship years, it will carry into marriage, which will be a tremendous help to you.
Does practice make perfect? Well, actually, if merely being a sexpert were the greatest qualification for the woman we want, then a prostitute should be our most beloved woman. And in fact, she isn't, of course. Practice with anyone else is utterly irrelevant to what you'll do with your married partner. This union that you share is not better because you've had it with someone else. Let's say you have a Volkswagen, and this is your wheels, and you're happy with it. And you're putting around in this thing, and it gets you where you want to go, and this is all you need. And then your uncle dies, and he leaves you a brand new convertible Caddy, the works. So you tool around in this thing for about a year or so, and then some guy slams into you and totals it, and you're not about to buy it back. So you go back to driving your little Beetle. It's a little different now, you see. You did have a Caddy. What if in this situation you have an affair with a Caddy? And then you break up. And then you marry a Volks. You'll always know, won't you, that you're missing something. If you had never had intimate sexual experience with anyone but your married partner, if life for you has been an exploration and a building of just the two of you, intelligently, beautifully, and if in your total life you only reach 50% of the sexual potential that a couple is capable of, but this is all you know, life for you will be fulfilling and great. But if you know that there is something better in someone else's arms, it might not be as easy for you. Experience with someone else adds nothing to your embrace. This, for a woman, is a learned art. She learns it slowly, and she cannot learn it in the brief time that you'd spend in school. It takes years. A man comes ready, but a woman learns slowly, but oh so wonderfully and beautifully. And the treasure that we share in marriage is what we have created between the two of us, just us two. And it is ours. And this is some of the greatest unity that exists between us.